Well, 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 if it isn't Cousin Shane of the Fine Bob Show. Welcome in, latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Braden. Go by SEC Mike on Twitter, but apparently we don't have an account, Shane. And he's Cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, just tweeting into the existence, I guess, Shane. You know what?
Just when you think you're a big guy, big time, you get left off yet another on three list. We should call it the non three list, Mike.
We really ought to go with the on two just to stick it to them, you know?
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is? Retitle it.
We talked about it. We're gonna rebrand as on two.
How about non two? I like that. You know, just cover our bases. Let's knock off a few letters there. But hey, man, it's good to be on. Yes, I was on the old Five Bomb Show earlier. Somebody must have dropped at the last second. I told Paul with all this court talk, they're like, who would know more about court cases? Cousin Shane, let's get him on. So. Obviously, he was disappointed you weren't there. He said he thought you were Mardi Gras. That's what you and Shia LaBeouf getting in fights down there.
Oh, is that what he's doing?
Did you not see it? TMZ released it. Got his ass kicked down there on the Lord knows what he said. But
was it Marler that got him?
I don't know, man. I would imagine Marler has, you know, at least dabbled in a little bit of that Mardi Gras stuff, you know, but. Yeah, I felt bad for him because the kids really fell from grace, man. He's come a long way since Holes, you know?
Have you ever seen that movie Fury? That's one of my favorites.
Fury's good. I loved Eagle Eye was another great one. I thought Peter Brunner Falcon was kind of a little bit of a redemption story there. And then, obviously, he's taking another L here.
Is it, he looks is rough, it better too. Than... Is it better than Transformers, the original?
I mean, I love Transformers, but no, I would say if I'm power ranking like his best performances, I would say you nailed it with that one in Holes. I would say it would be at the top of the list. I love Eagle.
I think you just like saying Holes.
I said it twice now, right? I got away with it.
You're not on Fine Bob anymore.
Yeah, I know. That's like the basically me on Paul's like, don't say a bad word. Don't say a bad word.
Well, I give you permission to say all the bad words you want, but hell, I don't even got to do that because you're not Marler who curses constantly. So
no.
So let's get into. Oh, wait a second. Okay, not that big a deal. Old Billy Napier. Remember the old Jane Rashada?
Yeah,
you remember all that? There was an active Georgia quarterback that was suing Billy Napier, head coach of Florida. Mm-hmm. Well, they just settled. He's no longer the coach of Florida. He's no longer the quarterback at Georgia. Apparently, he's a quarterback at Mississippi State now. That's how ridiculous this whole thing is. But I thought old Billy Napier was getting fired again, but false alarm.
What did they say? I mean, what's the settlement, you think? A little money?
Yeah, I would imagine that's what it is. I could read into it if you're that bored.
I mean, 'tis the season, right? You know? I mean, the highlight of the day was court cases and Hugh Freeze's timeline on Instagram. You know, that's peak, that's college football right now.
Yeah. I mean, according to Pete Nakos, at the heart of this lawsuit was a $13.85 million contract. So I don't think he's walking away from it with nothing.
Damn. I wonder what
the settlement was. Holes, says Mike Andrews.
That was the stipulation. They bury it somewhere in Mississippi, and he's got to find it.
All right, so what I thought would be fun to talk about, Shane.
Yes.
And we are in the dog days, right?
We are. Earth, it's thick.
If we're talking college football content that apparently doesn't exist unless we're with On Three. But I thought it would be fun, Shane.
Yeah.
To discuss the best SEC game on every schedule that nobody sees coming. How about that? So
Not necessarily trap game, right?
No, because I mean, because we see those coming.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We see Ole Miss LSU. I mean, every damn show like this out there is going to talk about Ole Miss LSU this year and Georgia, Alabama. I mean, these are fantastic games. These are the games that make the sport unique. But what we always do this, Shane, where we're in the SEC, right? And you go through the schedule. Everybody does it. They go through their team schedule. Well, that's a win.
Yeah.
Maybe, that's probably a loss. Easy win, easy win. And we do it every season, Shane, where we're like, how the hell did Kentucky beat Ole Miss?
Yeah.
That's where Lane Wiffen was born. But again, this is the SEC, right? Where we say every game counts.
Mm-hmm.
But do we really mean it? I mean, we see it every fall, but I don't think we mean it in the offseason because we all do this. Tennessee, 9 wins is the floor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're already discounting like all the games but 3. So I am looking at all those games that people are discounting, and I'm saying the team we assume will win it, I think they could be in trouble. And then I flipped it to where maybe the teams that people are down on, where you're like, oh, they got no shot against such and such. Maybe they've got a chance. So I'm able to get optimistic and pessimistic on the same list. How's that sound?
Sounds great. And I'd like to take it one step further, Mike. Whenever we say this, whenever we get to a team, I would like to hear what was that game last year for that team by the Cousins. So I'll be keeping an eye on the comment section. You know, prime example, nobody thought Tennessee and Mississippi State was going to be a game. I could argue it was the best game Tennessee had last year. Other side, Mississippi State, Arizona State. That's kind of, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So these are games that we didn't have. We had circled some of them, but not necessarily. And then when the games were played, we were like, oh, shit, this may be the game of the year. So let's do it, man. I'm in.
Hey, they're saying you look like $1 million. There you go.
I just zoomed in a little. Just trying to boost my impressions online, you know?
All right, so hey, I got one for every single team.
Okay.
Where would you like to start?
Let's see. Cousin. Let's spot a cousin here. Any help? Let's go Liquid. Let's go Florida Gators. Let's go Florida Gators. I saw Liquid popped up.
Okay. Shit, you picked the one I'm least confident in, I think, of the whole thing. But all right, so here's the schedule. Let's play it back here for the audio-only people. We got Florida Atlantic and Campbell, both at home, at Auburn, Ole Miss at home, at Missouri, South Carolina at home, at Texas. Then you get your bye week. You got Georgia and Atlanta. We got Oklahoma at home, at Kentucky, Vanderbilt at home, and at Florida State. So again, what are we trying to accomplish here, Shane? I mean, I think everybody and their mother, if they're locked in to Florida and they're locked into Auburn, we've kind of already got that game circled.
Yeah.
Because we're like, this is first year coaches, both these programs demand winning, you know, and this is kind of like a crossroads game. So I'm not looking at that one. But the one. And I've already predicted it, Shane, so maybe I'm a little biased on my own here, but I've already went out on a ledge and predicted the Gators are beating Oklahoma in the swamp. So is that game? We can't say no one sees it coming because I see it coming, Shane. I'm seeing it coming. So I'm not going that one either. Mm-hmm. If I have to look and see, is there one game that I think fans are – what's a Florida fan saying? Easy. That's a win. But it could be a loss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going October 10th, South Carolina.
Oh, shit.
How about that, buddy? Because, again, I know Carolina was massively disappointing last season, but they have had success against the Gators. You know, everybody loves a new coach, Shane.
Yeah.
Till he comes in here and he loses a game. So I'm not saying Judd Sumrall for sure is going to lose that game or anything, but I'm also kind of skewing the games where, you know, Florida home game, we expect them to win. We expect them to win damn near every home game, and they probably should. But is that realistic? Is that what's going to happen? Not if Sellers catches fire.
You're right.
Not if Nick Harbor takes that next step. Not if Dylan Stewart shows up to play that day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. As bad as Carolina was, 4-8, they nearly knocked off Bama.
Yeah.
They nearly knocked off Texas A&M. How they lost that game, I'll never know. Even LSU was like a pathetic performance. They nearly won that one. So I don't think South Carolina is that far off. And I don't think going on the road and beating Florida, I don't think that's like a totally unrealistic prediction there.
No, it isn't. And I want to give a shout out to Liquid. He said easily the Florida-Texas was the best game. This was the game we weren't talking too much about coming into that 25 season. Turned out to be pretty much the nail in the coffin for postseason for them Longhorns. So massive, massive game. This season, I go back and forth, right? I part of me wants to circle one of the earlier games because I feel like it will have more impact during the regular season. It's tough to argue with the South Carolina one. That's another one. Ask Aggies. What's it like overlooking the Gamecocks, you know, while you're fighting for your life? But for me, Mike, the game probably not a lot of folks are talking about, but could be a very, very good football game, is just that, an early game. An Ole Miss Rebel football team, September 26th, Florida Gators in the Swamp. We talked a little bit about this earlier this season, about this potentially being a Florida-favored game. But,
right.
Brother, I just feel like it's the ultimate fork in the road. And Florida wins this one, then all of a sudden they plant the flag that they're back, baby. And if Ole Miss loses, then we just pretty much erase all postseason dreams moving forward, in my opinion. So I think that is it. September 26th, game of the year, will turn out to be the one that, similar to a Texas game, that we look back and said, well, this is exactly why they didn't get in, or this is exactly why we hired John Summerall. So going to be a good one.
Yeah. I don't know.
You think people talk? That.
I just think that's a little bit more of a coin toss. Like I think even Florida fan says that's a coin toss, and I would imagine an Ole Miss fan that's being honest with himself says at the Swamp, mm-hmm. we should win. They'll say, oh yeah, we should win, but I don't think it would stun them if they lost it. You see what I'm saying?
So let me ask you just before we get cranked into the show, you're looking for one that they're potentially going to be a favorite and they may be in the fight for their life. Is that kind of what I'm getting here?
I'm just saying a game. Again, we do, just put yourself in the shoes of a Florida fan.
Yeah.
Right? I know that sickens you probably. But if you're doing it, you're like, all right, FAU, Campbell, yeah. win, toss. You know, I'm looking for the ones that are like, oh, an easy win could be a loss. Or where you're like, oh, we got no shot against Texas, Georgia.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, I think that could be a win, you know?
So I'm
doing the reverse of what no one's going to see coming.
Okay.
Whereas I think Auburn, Ole Miss, I think those are like toss-ups.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I mean, Ole Miss, really good.
Mm-hmm.
They might be a 10-point favorite. And Shane will be absolutely right. I mean, who am I to question a Paul Feinbaum, yes, you know?
Exactly, I feel like. No. Okay, so we're basically eliminating toss games. And can we pull that back? Because I got to recalibrate then, if that's the case. Mm-hmm. Because Ole Miss and Florida definitely will be a toss game. I would say if we're going to pick one that probably
like I said, Jay, this was like the hardest one for me to pick.
That's fair, Mike. It's absolutely fair. And that being said, man, I guess I'm going to go kind of the opposite here, potentially upset at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma Sooners, that's an intriguing one. Mainly because I feel like Florida is going to be dealt a couple of tough games, Texas, Georgia, and you're looking, oh, here comes yet another one. But that could be a sneaky good game and one that Florida kind of needs to get right, you know, to kind of salvage their season toward the end of the year. Because if they get past that, dude, there's a chance that they win out the entire month. So
Yeah. Shout out Razor Bass's ultimate fork in the road. Shane always thinking about a fork.
Always thinking about it. I tell you, you know what I had today? I think you know. El Chorito.
Today's not cheat day.
I know. Okay, here's the thing.
And we're going on 3 months now without the walking.
I need the prayer warriors to get together and get me back on track.
Yesterday was cheat day. So what happened on cheat day?
Yesterday went to a little Italian spot. The gondolier got a split calzone with the wife. So that was good. But I did have cheese sticks. And then when we left, I didn't realize this, but I did buy some Girl Scout. I did know this, but I wasn't even thinking about it. And then I collected those Girl Scout cookies, and brother, damn, they got me. I don't know which one's your favorite, but I had a couple of them tagalongs. I had Samoas. We had all kinds of cookies. It was a cookie party over at this house.
So I don't like any of them.
What? You hate Girl Scouts? That's a shame. That's un-American of you, Mike. I'm trying to help a community out, you know? All right, so today is the last day. I'm back on it tomorrow, I promise.
Okay, we believe you. All right, let's move on. We're one down. We got 15 more to go, Shane.
Okay, all right.
So who are we going with next year?
I saw Stephen up. He gave a donation. Actually,
all right.
Got us another family member. Thank you, Rotad. Oh, okay. This one right here, you probably going to like it because I'm probably going to pick one that you may not be looking at, right?
Right. That's the whole thing. I'm trying to do that every week for every team. So let's run through the schedule real quick. Mm-hmm. ECU at home, at Kentucky, Florida State at home, South Carolina at home, at Mississippi State, Georgia at home, at Tennessee, Texas A&M at home. Then we get our bye. Then we're at LSU, at Vanderbilt, Chattanooga, and Auburn at home. Hmm. Where are we going on this one, Shane?
Obviously, the big surprise for me last year was a Florida State game. So I'd like to put that in there. But I think they're going to be heavy favorites in that one. So the one I'm probably going to circle here, Mike, and I mean, we're going to talk about this game because it's one of my favorite football games, but it's one that Auburn is clearly going to be an underdog in. Not so fast, my friend. I feel like the Iron Bowl could come down to the damn wire and be relevant once again. So give me Iron Bowl here.
Ooh, okay. That's not a terrible pick.
That's my – why are you acting like that?
But you're way off. But you're way off here, buddy.
Is it the Kentucky? Is
Kentucky!
Oh.
Come on down, Shane. I'm going with them Wildcats. Game one in the SEC for Coach Will Stein. I've been bagging them to no end. They're going to have every trick up their sleeve. They're not going to reveal a damn thing, Shane, against Youngstown. You know, they might even start the wrong quarterback just to toy with Alabama. You know what I mean? So I think you ain't going to know what's coming. Uh-huh. And what have we seen from Coach DeBoring? I mean, he drops these games on the road. Yeah. It's like, what in the hell? I mean, Alabama, if you told me, Shane, Alabama loses to Kentucky and wins the national championship, I'd believe you. Because I'd say, that crazy bastard, DeBoring, he heats up in November, right? But no, he for whatever reason, he drops these stupid games. Mm-hmm. I think it could make or break Will Stein. You know, I mean, hell, they'll give him a contract extension if he beats Alabama week two. So the game to me that I think could go down to the wire is Kentucky. And again, I'm not predicting Kentucky outright upset today, but it wouldn't stun me either.
Yeah. It stunned me. It would stun me. And I just, you know, it's not a terrible pick, Mike. I like it, but I think it's a gutsy one. And honestly, if Kentucky's going to make any noise, I feel like early in the season is going to be it, right? Because we're not going to truly know what this offense is going to look like, what this, you know, retooled defense is going to look like. They'll have the element of surprise. I don't believe you know, what is that, Youngstown? I don't believe they're going to reveal too much on September 5th. So yeah, could be an intriguing football game to say the least, but I don't know. There's something about Golish getting fired up, you know, for the Iron Bowl, maybe saying some shit prior to make this thing, make this rivalry, you know, just refuel it, because it's been lackluster here lately. And so that's the one I've got. Golish probably needing that big win on the way out. And who knows? This could be big if Kalen DeBoer and company are trying to get in the college football playoff and get knocked off. So that's the one I've got my eye on.
I'm not even convinced, Shane, that Alabama's better than Auburn next year.
Oh, well, I saw your power rankings. I can't argue with you. But they're your power rankings. Shout out to MacGyver. Let's do South Carolina next. He's got it on here. Come on. Thank you, cuz.
Okay. All right. Let's go. Oh, wait. That's Mississippi State. Let's go to South Carolina. We got Kent State at home, Towson at home, Mississippi State at home, at Bama, Kentucky at home, at Florida. Then we get our bye week. Tennessee at home, at Oklahoma, Texas A&M at home, at Arkansas, Georgia at home, at Clemson. Where do you think I went for this one, Shane?
I think you went Tennessee at home, October 24th.
No, well, I'm kind of cheating.
You tossing that game?
I've already predicted South Carolina to win that one.
Oh shit! Well,
I can't say I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I just think the history there. I think a lot of people will have that one circled. We've talked about it. Carolina will have 2 weeks to prepare. It'll be Tennessee's eighth game in 8 weeks, I believe. Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
So I think this is good. I think everybody's, by the time the season rolls around, Shane, everybody's gonna be like, I think Carolina might be favorite. You know what I mean? Like that, probably not, but that's gonna be a very, very, very popular upset, I guarantee you. I wish I could put stock on that. I'd put all the stock I got in that.
Well, I find it intriguing timing too, right? You mentioned all that, but coming off the third Saturday in October, Tennessee and Alabama, emotional win or loss, whichever way that goes. I'm not saying it's a trap game, but it could be one that if Tennessee's feeling good, you know, in the fields, and then they go over there, and we've been embarrassed at William-Brice before. I just feel like Tennessee will be heavy favorites, but that may change after that third Saturday. So I don't know. I'm looking at that one as a potential more of a trap game.
Okay. Well, where I went, Shane?
Yeah.
And I think maybe I just hate this team now. I don't know what's wrong with me here.
You dragging Bama back in?
At Bama! Again, this is new Carolina. This ain't old Carolina. This is with an offensive coordinator knows what the hell we're doing. If we're 3-0, rocking into town, man, and Bama's already lost to Kentucky, coming off a revenge game against Florida State. I think Carolina should have beat them last year. I think Carolina's going to be better. I think Alabama's going to be not as good. Mm-hmm. So that is one I'm kind of circling that I don't think any Alabama fans, short of Chris Marler, thinks that South Carolina's got a shot in hell in winning that game. I think they do.
Well, that makes one of us, Mike. I think there's a chance Bama goes undefeated this year. More likely, Alabama goes undefeated than loses to South Carolina. That's where I'm at. So you are definitely wrong on this one.
Okay. How about next we go? I'm going to do this for you, buddy.
Okay.
Let's go Tennessee. How about that?
Hell yeah.
Here's the schedule for Tennessee. Furman at home, at Georgia Tech, Kennesaw State at home, Texas at home, Auburn at home, at Arkansas, Alabama at home, at South Carolina, and then the Vols get their bye, Kentucky at home, at A&M, LSU at home, at Vanderbilt. What is the one game, Shane, that SEC game that no one will see coming for the Vols next year?
Damn, October 10th, Arkansas Razorbacks. Because we just can't beat that damn team, you know? So that's the one I'm worried about. If I don't say, I probably shouldn't say worried, but if I'm looking at heavy underdogs or heavy favorites, I believe that Tennessee will be a huge favorite coming into that game. Yeah. Strategically placed between an emotional game with Auburn and right before Alabama. What'd you say? Is the seventh game? Let's see, one I'm counting here, seventh game in a row. So yeah, that could be a very, very intriguing matchup. And, you know, brother, I've seen this movie, and we know how it ended the last time. So give me Arkansas.
What if I was to say Alabama? No, I'm just kidding. I think you missed the mark again. I think you missed it again. Hell, they beat them last year, didn't they? Last I checked.
Yeah, replacement coaching. By God, barely.
I think the game. I think Tennessee fans are chalking this up to an easy W.
Yeah.
And I don't think they should. Again, I'm not predicting an upset, but it wouldn't stun me. Give me Auburn at home, Neyland Stadium, the return of Golish. Shane, I think Auburn's going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Much improved. Love this quarterback. Some say it, Shane Golish was the key to Tennessee's success. Maybe he was. You know, same offense. Whose defense you got more confidence in? Tennessee with a new defensive coordinator or DJ Durkin? I think the answer's got to be DJ Durkin. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I think this Auburn game, I think it's going to go down to the damn wire. I think it's a toss-up.
Well, that's why I didn't include it, because you know I'm not including toss-ups based off your criteria.
Well, the criteria, I'm saying it's not a toss-up. Every Tennessee fan saying, "Oh, that's a win."
Yeah,
but I'm saying it's closer to a toss-up in reality.
Okay, all right, I dig it. Speaking of Auburn hatred, thank you, Stephen, up coming through again for Shane only, and also Rampart Rod, Oklahoma. Says a state representative has entered a bill for this legislative session to have Oklahoma and Oklahoma State play every year. Good idea or not?
Yeah, I love it. I can't believe there's fans that are. I've seen many Oklahoma fans are like pissed off about that. Yeah. What? Why? I mean, why? This is a in-state game.
Yeah,
and. Again, let's pull up Oklahoma's schedule here. It literally doesn't matter who they're playing outside of the SEC. But, I mean, you're damn crazy or you're lying to yourself. Even Michigan. I mean, that's a great game.
Yes.
Would you rather play Michigan or Oklahoma State? I'd rather play Oklahoma State. But for certainly, sure. UTEP and New Mexico, get the fuck out of here. Kick any one of those teams out of there. Give me Oklahoma State. I don't understand. And they're not alone. You know, I've seen other fans are like, I don't want to play, you know, there's for years, obviously, Texas A&M.
Yeah.
That's the classic example. But, I mean, that's just nonsense.
I think you should. I definitely think it should be back. And don't let it go too far. You know, it's something that I believe all parties can agree on. You know, it definitely would help exposure for that little team over there at Oklahoma State, you know, so they could finally get some eyes on the football games. But more importantly, Mike, you know, it'll be played during rivalry week. And when I think of huge rivalries, I think of that. Even though I'm really becoming a fan of this Mizzou-Oklahoma thing, it's tough to argue with Oklahoma State. So,
yeah.
Damn, cuz, is this that?
I have nothing to do with that. I can promise you that.
Thank you, Jay. Appreciate that.
Jared gave us a donation, so let's do LSU next, Shane.
And then Oklahoma, because we got an Oklahoma donation too.
Okay. Well, all right, LSU, come on down. Da-da-da-da. Here's the schedule. Clemson at home, Louisiana Tech at home, at Ole Miss, Texas A&M at home, McNeese at home. At Kentucky, Mississippi State at home, at Auburn, then you get your bye, Alabama at home, Texas at home, at Tennessee, at Arkansas. What is the best SEC game no one's going to see coming on LSU's schedule?
Not see coming. I think it's going to be You know what? I think it may be them Tennessee Vols. I feel like the storyline would be there because it's Lane Kiffin and you know, coming to Knoxville, but there's not one damn LSU fan right now that is sitting out there saying Tennessee will be a toss-up. They're saying that's going to be a win. I hope that we beat Alabama, Texas, and then we will win out. That's exactly what's going to happen here. So, yeah, I think the Tennessee Vols could be an intriguing matchup. May even be favorites in that one, but be careful. You know, last time Lane came to Neyland, yes, he got the win, but he almost got pegged by them golf balls, didn't he? My aim's a little better this time, Mike.
All right, yeah, I could see that, but wrong again, Shane. I can't figure you out, buddy, because one sentence you love this team, the next I think you're just totally discrediting them. Give me Auburn. I've already predicted outright Auburn's beating LSU this year. 8 games in 8 weeks for them LSU Tigers. I think that'll be that. I think this is going to be an issue for many teams. Meanwhile, Auburn will be 2 weeks removed from a bye, and they're in a little bit of a murder's row. So I think everybody and their mothers, they'll probably lose at Tennessee, at Georgia, and they'll be like, God, can we bring back Hugh Freeze and his Instagram whoring or whatever he's doing these days? But no, he'll win them back October 24th, Shane, when he whips Lane Quinton's ass on the plains. I think that's a game no one's going to see coming.
You're probably right. I mean, obviously, LSU is going to be just a fun watch all season long. A lot to do with Lane Kiffin, but also the fact that he's got a pretty nice roster here. And this is a team that definitely could compete for a college football playoff run. So let's not act like Lane is just a perfect coach, right? There's a reason you called him Lane Whiffin for so long, because there are a couple landmines always sitting out here for him to, I mean, hell, it could be September 5th, Mike. We didn't even talk about Clemson. Right. I don't think anybody on this podcast other than Ole Miss fans think they're going to lose that game. So it could happen, and then all of a sudden you start this new dynasty with an L. So, yeah, you got to be careful here. Shout out JP. I want to give him a shout out. At the time that OU joined the SEC, the Bedlam game between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State was the second longest running rivalry game in college football. Run it back. Says JP.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. And shout out Bulldog Mississippi gifting a membership. Thank you, cuz. Appreciate that. So can we do Oklahoma next?
I think we should.
I think we should.
Andrews also, he said, well, hell, we got the toughest schedule in the country. You're going to add Oklahoma State? But I am, because that's what I'm about, you know, getting the most out of these damn schedules. But knowing that,
wouldn't you get rid of Michigan? Like, let's get rid of Michigan. Let's make it Oklahoma State. Or I'd want Oklahoma State on the back end, but maybe put Mizzou week 2 there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who gives a shit about Michigan, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. That's like a fun game or whatever, but
we got rid of Ohio State, might as well get rid of Michigan, right?
All right, the Red Dead for Oklahoma. UTEP at home, at Michigan. New Mexico at home, at Georgia. Then we get our bye. Then we get Texas on a neutral field. Kentucky at home, at Mississippi State. South Carolina at home, at Florida. Ole Miss at home. Texas A&M at home, at Missouri. Where do you think I went here, Shane? Oklahoma.
Where do I think you went? I think you went with Florida. Did you go Florida?
You nailed it. Come on, buddy. That's the game. Now, again, this is a tricky one.
Yeah.
Because I think Oklahoma's going to be favored in most of their games. So, a couple toss-ups there, of course. But, this was a little bit tougher for me. But I do think Florida, I think I'm pretty convinced Oklahoma will be favored in that matchup. Because I just don't think Florida's going to be, even though they'll be much improved, I'm kind of done hyping them up until they actually do it. But I think Florida will not be a playoff team. I think Oklahoma likely will. So that would be a big time upset.
It would be. It would be. I see a lot of Lobos in the comment section. Hopefully that's not a problem. So are you worried about Michigan or Mississippi State? I guess those are a couple of other ones that, hell, even South Carolina could be one. You know, you saw what they did, Texas A&M. Now, they didn't lose that. They didn't win that game, but, you know, that's still a good football team that has, you know, surprised. It feels like they get ready for those games, South Carolina and an Oklahoma game's like one they put all the chips on the table. You know, let's go ahead and make this thing happen. I don't know. That's an intriguing one for me into the October month.
Right. Well, and, you know, I did try to keep us to conference only.
Yeah.
So yeah. I didn't consider Michigan.
You. Yeah, good answer. Good answer.
Again, I don't give a
MacGyver
shit.
MacGyver thinks I'm jinxing them Gamecocks.
You're jinxing them. I'm jinxing Auburn. You know, we'll just jinx everybody. You know what?
Oh, yeah. We have no idea who's going to win this year.
You know who we're not jinxing, though, Shane?
Who's that?
Take Ultra!
Come on.
I got my Take Ultra right here, buddy. I need to put more in my mouth here because I'm fading quick. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, but I'm still able to get my job done, Shane, because I've taken my Take Ultra. So go check them out, takeultra.com, promo code THATSEC to get you 15% off. You can find a link in the show notes to go try them, and it really helps the show out. This is nicotine-free, this caffeine-free, and it's got this fancy, I don't even know if you know this word, Shane, but you should know it. It's called nootropics. And if you had some nootropics, you'd stop eating Girl Scout cookies because you'd be satisfied. You'd be locked in for your Paul Feinbaum appearances. Your Feinbaum appearance was fantastic. But the only way, Shane, it could have gotten better is if you would have popped in one of these ultra pouches and got extra locked in.
Brother, I had one in.
Oh, you did? I knew it. I knew it.
I was afraid you'd see the pillow as I was talking. You know what I'm saying? So, vitamin overload, dietary supplement, man. I felt like limitless. You know what I'm saying? I was doing math while Paul was talking. I was actually reading those books behind me. So, shout out to Ultra. It is a killer. And you know what else? I look pretty cool doing it, right? I don't want to add peer pressure, but throw in those bad boys and say, look at this guy.
And I know, Shane, you also had on your Brunt workwear boots when you were on there. So go check them out, bruntworkwear.com, promo code SEC to get you $10 off over at Brunt. They got fantastic work boots. You can customize them. You can get the hard toe, you can get the steel toe, you can get the fashionable toe. That's what I get because I'm not a real worker. They got you all covered over at bruntworkwear.com. Cold weather gear, long sleeve, short sleeve, whatever you're into, go check them out. Link in the show notes. And don't forget promo code SEC to get you $10 off because we're just trying to help you. And we're trying to help you help yourself, is what we're trying to do here. And if you help us out, it goes a long way to keeping this show free and independent forever. You know what?
Hell yeah. I love Brunt. And I tell you what, you look cool wearing it too. I said that about those. Go in with a pouch and wearing Brunt gear. They're going to be asking you how to fix their car. You know, I was walking around Walmart and said, excuse me, sir, do you work? No, I just like wearing fine gear. Thank you for asking. So check out Brunt, promo code SEC.
And Derek says, hey, Shane, remember to take your Ultra when you're doing your Vandy miles.
Yeah. It's warming up. I'm running out of excuses, Mike. Just need to get out here and do it. I know.
All right, speaking of excuses, let's do Texas next. Texas, best game on their schedule, Shay. Texas State at home, Ohio State at home.
Yep.
That is UTSA, I believe, at home. At Tennessee, then they get their bye. Oklahoma on a neutral field. Florida at home, Ole Miss at home, Mississippi State at home, at Missouri, at LSU, Arkansas at home, at A&M. What is the best game
no one's going to see coming? Nobody's talking about. November 7th, Mizzou Tigers. Come on now. Come on now. Sleeping on them Tigers. We're going to talk about all them Tigers except the one that may get Texas. Catch them off guard. I just feel like at this point, Texas is maybe already talking about college football playoffs, looking ahead to LSU, Texas A&M. I believe they'll be heavy favorites in this game, but I don't know. The way that Drink & Company has set up this offense, this could be one of those that they just play keep away, play good defense, and find themselves to get a big win at the end. So, yeah, give me MIZ here.
Shane, I almost went with that one. I think that's a great selection. I think you nailed it.
Thank you, for once.
But I went Mississippi State. How about that, buddy? They should have beat them last year. It's a home game. Again, there's not a damn Texas fan in the universe, Shane.
Yeah.
That thinks they're losing to Mississippi State. Well, they don't think they're losing any game ever. But I think that's one they got to keep an eye on. One big reason, Shane, is coming after this murderer's row, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Florida, Ole Miss. Three of those teams, top 15. And we'll see how good Florida is. But I don't know. That's a little bit of a gauntlet. End of a nice home stretch.
Yeah.
I think Mississippi State, Shane, again, they got to get a lot better to be able to compete with Texas. But I love the addition of Coach Zach Arnett as a defensive coordinator. I love Kamario Taylor, the prospects of what he could be in Jeff Levy's offense. So give me Mississippi State. Maybe they correct the wrongs, Shane. They were up big on Texas. They were up big. I think it was 38-17 or something, 38-20, something like that. And then Texas came roaring back. So maybe that makes it to where Texas won't, they won't sleepwalk into that game. But
it was kind of like the year before, too. You know, I mean, it wasn't they ended up winning, but it was kind of close there for a couple of quarters. You're starting to second guess, Texas. So, Mississippi State's going to have to. I mean, I feel like for us to retain Jeff Levy, we've got to have some success, right? We definitely got to make postseason. And I'm not talking about the ad one. It's got to be 6, 7, 8 wins. That's the range. But in that 6, 7, 8 wins, I feel like there's got to be an upset. There's got to be a top 25 win, and definitely this could be one of those. So, and speaking of Mississippi State, shout out to Bulldog Mississippi, gifting a membership. Thank you, cuz. Yeah. So let's do Mississippi State. Let's pull up in Bulldogs, Mike.
Okay, so Mississippi State, the schedule, we got ULM at home, at Minnesota, at South Carolina, Missouri at home, Bama at home, then we get our bye, at LSU, Oklahoma at home, at Texas, Vanderbilt at home, Auburn at home, Tennessee Tech at home, and then wrapping up at Ole Miss. I think I got the perfect one here, Shane. Where would you go? Best game no one's going to see coming.
Best game no one's going to see coming. Give me Mississippi State and Mizzou. I just put them up on a pedestal, the last one, but this could be one, right? This is a team I feel like year after year, you're just like, we're going to beat these guys. You're not even thinking about it. Like if there's any Mizzou fans in the comment section, Cousins online today, they ain't even thinking twice about Mississippi State. They're thinking about, we got to beat this team, and this team to be back. We're back, baby. You know what I'm saying? They're not even. September is every time you talk. We're going to start out 4-0, right? We'll beat Florida Gators. We're going 5-0. We're back. But Mississippi State could scare you. That's them Tennessee Vols, man, going down there fighting tooth and nail and needed a couple of good breaks to go our way to find a win. So, that could be the case here. Just the classic overlook. You can't overlook them. They got a great quarterback. They got an electric offense at times. If they pair it with a great home field environment, Mississippi State could be dangerous.
I don't know if you're thinking big enough, Shane. Don't know if you're thinking big enough for Mississippi State. The game, I'll just tell you now, they're probably pulling the outright upset, Shane. Outright upset here against Ole Miss in the Egg Bowl on the road. Shane, I mean, maybe I'm crazy, and I probably am, but I'm sticking to this 8 games in 8 weeks thing.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be the 8th game in 8 weeks for Ole Miss at the end of a long trek to get to the end of the season. We've never seen Cheat Golding coach as head coach during the regular season. Who knows? I mean, I love what I've seen so far, Shane, but what if the man is in over his head?
Yeah.
Usually these guys get exposed by, you know, by the end of the year, he could be thinking about Thanksgiving. He's thinking about, man, why should
I already am.
I should have jumped on that plane with Lane and went to Baton Rouge. You know, I mean, that could be where Cheat Golding's at that point in time. I think it's Ole Miss is the game to watch out for Mississippi State.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. I gave a shout out to Derek Cole. I love his pod, Shane. I love Mizzou. Come on, Mike. Also, Shane picks Mizzou to lose every SEC toss-up game.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out that logic, but I didn't want to challenge you.
You know, it's these ultra pouches. I just don't know. I'm in a whole new different dimension right now. So yeah.
Well, let's do Mizzou then.
Yes.
Well, they got Arkansas peanut butter.
Yes.
At home.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got at Kansas, Troy at home, at Mississippi State, Florida at home, A&M at home, at Ole Miss, bye week at Arkansas, Texas at home, at Georgia, Kentucky at home, Oklahoma at home. Best game no one's going to see coming from Mizzou.
October 10th, Texas A&M. That would be the game. That will be the one, just because they've really had their number here, right? If you ask Aggies, so like, they think about the blanket. They think about all those jokes, all those memes they sent back and forth. Billy ain't even going to be watching this game. You know, it's just going to be one of those. And I feel like, brother, if there's one game that could mean the world to Drink, it's winning this one here. So, give me them Aggies. That'd be like a
right
top,
state,
top 10 win.
Wrong team.
Oh.
Texas. Come on down. November 7th to Columbia, Shane.
Yeah.
I think that's one to watch for the Missouri Tigers. I can't even remember. I guess it would have been the old Big 12 days. Or was it the Big 12 or I think it was a bowl game.
Yeah.
You remember that? Because I just remember Tom Herman. Remember he was like mocking Drew Locke, the Golden Goose?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the last time these two faced off. But irregardless, I think there's a chance, Shane. The way Missouri runs the football.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They can put anybody on upset alert. I think it's Texas this year.
Yeah, I think some folks are sleeping on these guys. Just as a whole, right? I think this category or this topic that you brought up today may sum up what Mizzou Tigers are in 2026. Now, if they fail, then we'll be like, see, they're exactly where we told you they're. We were right the entire time. But this is a prove it year for Mizzou. And to do that, you're going to have to pull off some upsets. You can't just win the games your favorites in. When I think about Drink and the success that they're trying to have up there, that's what we want to see if you're a Tiger fan. So, yeah, either one I think they'll be happy with.
And I just think later in the year, Austin Simmons will be a lot more comfortable in the offense. It'll be his first true season of being the starting quarterback. He was supposed to be that last year. So I think by the end of the year, Missouri could be a lot better than they are at the first of the year. And that doesn't mean they're going to be bad at the first of the year either.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're so smart. What do you give it credit to, Mike? Huh? Plenty of rest. Do you exercise? Take Ultra. You eating healthy?
Well, all those too. You know where they're eating good, Shane?
Where's that?
And they've invited us to a fancy dinner.
Oh, go
down
on.
Down in College Station, November 14th. So let's do the Aggies. We've got Mizzou State. I think that's who that is, the Bears there. Arizona State, Kentucky, all three at home. At LSU, Arkansas at home, at Mizzou, Citadel at home, at Bama. Then we get a bye. We're at Carolina, Tennessee at home, at Oklahoma, Texas at home. A&M, best game no one's going to see coming. What do you have, Shane?
The best game no one's going to see coming will be... What do you got here? Because I'm kind of torn.
This is a tough one.
Yeah, because I think, unfortunately, I'm going to have to pick a game they may lose that you didn't see coming. And because of that, I kind of want to see a repeat of last year. So if I'm going one, give me South Carolina. I mean, that was a game no one saw being entertaining last year. Turned out to be one of the most entertaining football games I saw in 2025. Why would it be different, Williams-Brice? That game is always kind of back and forth, and it's always exciting. Last time it was there in South Carolina, Gamecocks got a win. So, yeah, give me South Carolina here.
Shane, I don't think I tell you enough how smart you are. Come on, it's the Gamecocks. Yes. Shay, that's where I went for A&M. And yeah, I mean, these two have had some damn battles, haven't they?
Yeah.
Where, I mean, a case could be made that Carolina should be on a two-game winning streak here.
Mm-hmm.
A two-game winning streak that each of them cost A&M the college football playoff. You know, we were so close to it. You know, we were celebrating at halftime.
Yeah.
Beaver, shout out. But, again, I think Carolina should not be discounted. Again, we're hyping them up. They could be awful again.
Yeah.
But I think they're one of the biggest wild cards in the conference this year, Shay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember Beamer got mocked. He said, you know, we're going to go to the playoff. Everybody's laughing at his ass. They were laughing at a lot of these, like Oklahoma last year, playoff, get the hell out of here. Tennessee before that, you know what I mean? Like these teams could kind of come back. Ole Miss, that never in a million years would I have guessed Ole Miss was going to make the playoff last year. You know what I mean?
So,
yeah, these teams could kind of come out of nowhere, and South Carolina could be that team this year.
Don't you want it, though? I mean, not necessarily South Carolina. I just... In this day, in the back and forth, it's kind of nice seeing more than just one team come up, right? We got to see Vanderbilt do it last year. We've got to see Ole Miss do it. Why not South Carolina? I think that's why Mississippi State fans are so pissed. They're like, why not us? Arkansas fans, when's it our turn? It feels like we're kind of in this little bit of a revolving door with these teams that have – typically sit in the cellar here the last couple of seasons making that run. So, I mean, we're talking South Carolina, but we may be talking about South Carolina being a favorite by the time these two teams play, you know?
Right. All right. Well, how about this? Maybe a little bit of a curveball.
Yes.
Kentucky. Now, we just count in Alabama because we kind of already did that.
Yeah.
But I may have a different one here as well, Shane. So let's go Kentucky schedule. Youngstown at home, Alabama at home, at A&M, South Alabama at home, at Carolina, LSU at home, at Oklahoma, Vanderbilt at home. Then we get our bye at Tennessee, Florida at home, at Mizzou, Louisville at home. Best SEC game no one's going to see coming from Kentucky.
Best SEC game no one will see.
Derek says, upset Youngstown.
Yeah. It's going to be tough. I'm not going to lie. But if I had to pick one, give me your Florida Gators, right?
Okay.
Yeah. I think about when Kentucky was basically on top of the world, if you could say that, 10-win seasons, it was because they were dominating that series. So Yeah, let's start it out strong. That's one that I don't think anybody will expect Kentucky to lose, or win. But what if they do? What if they do?
Well, I'm going to pull a Shane here.
Yeah.
Carolina. Come on, buddy. We've been hyping them up, but hey, they may not be great. They could implode.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they don't implode, Shane, I got a sneaking suspicion that Shane Beamer and the Gamecocks.
Yeah.
They done figured out Mark Stoops. I mean, I don't think it takes much guesswork to say that, right?
Yeah.
They had his ass figured out ever since he started mocking those sunglasses.
Yeah.
He's got to wish he never said that because it got personal, you know, with old Beamer and company. So, you know, Will Stein, new energy, new coach. That's what I think. If you're a Kentucky fan, you say, why not? You know, if we're going to swing it and we're going to prove a lot of the doubters wrong, we have to win games like Carolina, even if it isn't on the road.
Yeah. I'm looking at the schedule and I want to say good things about Kentucky, but there's a reason you have them low in your power rankings, and who knows? I may watch their spring game.
I got them dead last.
That's what I'm saying. I may watch, but you're rubbing off on me here. I'm like, yeah, these guys, they'll be lucky to win one SEC game. But then you never know, brother. If they come out firing and some of these portal kids hit, then Kentucky may pull off an upset. If it's going to happen, I think it's going to be early in the season. It's just that Florida matchup. I just feel like it pairs well. Could be a low-scoring game and, just the kind of a – maybe that's the one. I don't know. I'm probably wrong, most likely wrong. Calm down, Gator fans.
Hey, I've never heard this term. Someone just called you verbal clickbait.
I've been called worse.
I don't know what that means. Does that mean if they see your face, they got to click it?
I hope it's the like button. Hit that thumbs up, would you?
All right. How about Georgia? We haven't talked Georgia, Shane. Mm. Let's go through their schedule here. We got Tennessee State at home, Western Kentucky at home, at Arkansas, Oklahoma at home, Vanderbilt at home, at Alabama, Auburn at home, bye week. Then we get Florida in Atlanta this year, at Ole Miss, Mizzou, at Carolina, Georgia Tech at home. What's that game, Shane, for them dogs that no one's going to see coming?
Man, you were talking about old school rivalries, man, that just hasn't had much fun. And I picked on these guys a little bit earlier in the show, but give me Auburn Tigers, man. Give me Auburn Tigers. You know, Kirby having to get out of his comfort zone, make Mike Bobo make some plays. You know, it's just, I don't know. You got to get some points on the board if you're goalish and company. And if they do that, yeah. I go back to Tennessee and Georgia last year. Yeah, Georgia won that game, but damn, they almost didn't. So, yeah, that one could be a fun one. So give me Georgia and Auburn.
Okay. That's not a bad selection.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. But it's not the best one either.
Do you have it? Do you have the best selection, Mike?
I think I do. Give me Mizzou, Shane. Missouri, I don't know what it is. Don't they always... Not always, but more often than not, it seems like they give Georgia a run for their damn money. They can shorten the game with an elite running attack. Again, I think, I hate to keep repeating myself, but I think Missouri's going to be a lot better by the end of the year than they will at the beginning of the year. So I think there's a chance, Shane, that Missouri's one of the tougher teams that Georgia will face, at least maybe that final month of the season. So give me Missouri to make some noise here.
They still don't like you up there. I don't care what you say. You're going to have to keep ringing that Mizzou bell a little longer for them to get you in the fold. But That's the one that popped up when we talked to Mizzou. A lot of dog talk, right? And that one could be the one that didn't see coming. But, you know, you go back. I feel like, what was it, 3 years ago they were up there? We thought that was a really good game.
Right.
We kind of put it up there last season, 24. I thought it was going to be a great game. It's like we kept pushing it in there, but it just never came to fruition. So maybe this is the season. Maybe this is the year.
'Tis the season, they say, Shane.
Put it on a shirt.
All right, how about Arkansas Razorbacks, Shane? Purple Ponies, I guess.
Yeah.
That's at home game. At Utah, Georgia at home, Tulsa at home, at A&M, Tennessee at home, at Vanderbilt. Then we get a bye. Missouri at home, at Auburn, Carolina at home, at Texas, and then LSU at home. What's that game, Shane, for Arkansas? No one's going to see coming.
Well, I kind of already said this one. Tennessee. I feel like that's got to be the one that you've got circled there. Definitely. maybe Utah, man. You know, I think they'll beat Utah and probably going to be underdogs in that game. That may be the one that puts them on the spot.
Derek says Arkansas will only upset their fans this year.
Oh, damn. Too soon, Derek. They ain't even lost a game yet. They're still undefeated, Mike.
I don't know if you've heard this before, Shane, but playing 8 games in 8 weeks could be a problem. I think. Oh, wait. No, wait, sorry. This is a wrong one. But it's more about LSU. I mean, look what they got right before this.
Yeah.
Look at what they got right before this, Shane. Auburn, which I think will be really good. You hate Auburn for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Yes. Bama, Texas, Tennessee. Arkansas. Good luck. Good luck fielding a competitive football team by week 4 of that damn gauntlet. So I think the one that people are, you know, that could be old Silver Tongue, Silver Fox, we're going to call him Silver Win after he beats Lane Wiffen's ass, knocks him out of the college football playoff. Yeah. I think you got to keep an eye on the Golden Boot.
You ever heard of Silver Series? Velcro shoes. Did that middle school. I did it 8th grade just to be funny. And I tell you what, those little bastards were comfortable. So shout out to Silver Series if they're still in existence. Grab you a pair. Not a sponsor of the show, but.
Not yet.
They would be perfect for the show.
All right, Auburn, Shane. Baylor in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Southern Miss, Florida, and Vanderbilt, all those at home. At Tennessee. Bye week at Georgia, LSU at home, at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Arkansas at home, at Mississippi State, Samford at home, at Alabama. Are you sticking with the Iron Bowl?
Yeah, or Georgia. I went back and forth on those. So I think a bigger one would be the Dogs 2 weeks before. Yeah, give me that Georgia game.
So I was jumping the gun. This is 8 games in 8 weeks. So I like Auburn. LSU.
Ooh.
I think that's the one. Yeah. I think that's where we learned goalish is, I mean, he's like a Russian spy sent to knock LSU out of the playoff. You know what?
That or that point where, like, why did we hire this guy? Whose idea was this? Get that Hugh Freeze back in here.
So that's one to watch.
Yeah.
Well, and speaking of Auburn,
yes,
could be the one for Ole Miss, Shane. Ole Miss, Louisville. They're playing Louisville and Nashville, Charlotte at home, LSU at home, at Florida, bye week at Vanderbilt, Mizzou at home, at Texas, Auburn at home, Georgia at home, at Oklahoma, Wofford at home, and then Mississippi State at home. Best game. For Ole Miss, no one's going to see coming.
Oh, buddy. We talked a little bit about Ole Miss, but one I worry about non-conference-wise is that first one, right? I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that may be the one that kind of derails all hopes and dreams over there in Oxford, Mississippi. So That one I have circled. It could be a neutral site game, right? But it could be one that we're already overlooking and nobody's going to be talking about. And, you know, last year, pretty tough team. Ask Kentucky.
And there is some talk, Shane, that Sheet Golding will be suspended.
For that one?
Now, I've also heard they may, because Michigan did this.
Yeah.
And if we are such a renegade program that we're getting compared to Michigan, which may very well come. I don't know if you recall this, Shane, but Jim Harbaugh got suspended.
Yeah.
I think it was Harbaugh. I mean, hell, I think the last two coaches have been suspended up there. But what they did was, like, they kept them in for the good game, and then they suspended them for week two. So I think they would do that at Ole Miss if Sheet Golden got suspended for a week. I think they'd suspend him for the Charlotte week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what we used to do in the 90s, you know. A kid gets suspended for smoking weed. We're like, he's coming for Louisville, but we'll let him sit for Charlotte.
I don't think that was something they did until recently. I think that's a recent thing in college, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's like an Urban Steve's, Meyer move.
That's a Steve Spurrier move, you know, right there. Urban for sure. Urban wouldn't even we suspended him one half of that game.
Well, you know what Urban Meyer, this is a true story, what he used to do?
Mm-mm.
When they would fail so many drug tests that they had to be suspended.
Uh-huh.
Week one, Florida typically, I think, always played like a cream puff.
Yeah.
I can't confirm that, but I think typically it was. So many of their guys would have walking boots for week one that weren't injured in fall camp, and they were fine week two. So
yeah,
that was the old Urban Meyer move. Put them in a walking boot. All right, but anyway, my game for Ole Miss, Shane, I kind of already said it. Auburn. I think it's Auburn.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially
I can't argue with that.
If Auburn beats LSU the week prior, then people are going to be like, whoa.
Saw now, that one coming.
Yeah, this is a great game. You know, all of a sudden, that's going to be circled as a marquee game.
Look at that Wofford dog. what a goofy ass. Like, come on. All the dogs, that's the one we're going to choose as a mascot?
All right, this was the hardest one. It's the last one. I'm saving it for last here, Shane.
Yes.
Vanderbilt, Austin Peay at home, Delaware at home, NC State at home, at Auburn, at Georgia. Ole Miss at home, Arkansas at home, at Kentucky. Then we get a bye. Mississippi State on the road, Bama at home, at Florida, Tennessee at home. What a damn gauntlet that is there to close us out. Mm-hmm. What is the best game coming for Vanderbilt that people aren't going to see coming?
Ole Miss, October 10th. I'm not bashing Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss is still going to have a great football season, but I do think that they're going to have some tight football games, and this could be one of them right here.
I think
I'm right.
I think you missed it. I think you missed it, Shane.
You missed it.
I think it's Tennessee.
Get the hell out of here. Get the
What happens if this defense sucks again? What if Joey Aguilar isn't eligible? Fans start losing confidence in Josh Heupel. We've seen this story before. Mm-mm-mm. They come limping in. They're ready to. They've already got an interim coach. Who would be the interim? I guess Cousin Shane would be interim.
Yeah.
I think Tennessee, that's got to be one to keep your eye on, Shane. Vanderbilt, they play Tennessee tough.
That ultra's wearing off. I knew it. I knew it had a shelf life.
And which one did you say? You said Ole Miss?
I said Ole Miss. Yeah, I do think that's a good one. I think it'll be a close one.
Okay.
And just because of the way the style Vanderbilt likes to play and the up tempo that may not be as existent with the new Ole Miss Rebels. So that's just kind of why I'm playing it. It could be a close game. I'm right. I knew it.
It's that Tennessee one.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's always close.
Agree to disagree. Steve, row tide.
We showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Shout out Steven Up. He gifted Patrick Clark. Thank you, Steven Up.
Thank you, cuz.
And then we had Brendan McIver. Shout out Brendan. He gifted Duct Tape Dynasty. What a name.
Thank you, cuz.
shout out Brandon for donating. And then we had one more. Bulldog Mississippi. He gives it. Man, I'm going to butcher this one. Ori Pup. I hope I'm saying that right. But Ori Pup, Duct Tape Dynasty, and Patrick Clark.
Welcome to the family.
All right, buddy, anything else before we hop off of here?
Yeah, Beer Belly Bevo, Cousin Shane, Attorney at Law, is the best thing on Fine Bomb, so be sure to check that out. It is also uploaded. Appreciate all the cousins' support after that. It was fun. It's always good to be on the Paul Feinbaum Show. And don't forget, over there in that little channel, SEC Cousin Shane, I have posted this first episode of Birdie or Bogey, so be sure to check that out, and please give it a thumbs up as well. It really means a lot to me.
Is that out already?
Yeah, I posted it to come out at 7 o'clock today, so it should be up. I don't know. I may have scheduled it wrong, but it's just a minute long.
27.
It's just a minute long, but it took me like 3 hours to make, so I appreciate all the cousins doing that. JP, thank you for the shout-out, because coming through tonight, shout-outs go to Stephen Up, MacGyver, Jay Addison, and Mr. Sip. Appreciate all the cousins, and I appreciate you, JP, for doing that. Look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow. What are we doing, mailbag? Are we doing a mailbag tomorrow, or what are we doing? We got another list teed up?
I don't know. We'll have to figure it out.
We need to talk about them college football playoffs expansion or lack thereof. Let's get into some college football playoff talk.
All right, buddy. Well, until then, we will catch you on the next one.
Wait. Big shout out. Oh, come on, damn. Rick said, not so fast, my friend. You haven't talked enough about them Texas A&M Aggies. Thank you. Quick hi to the cousins. I appreciate you so much, brother.
Well, hey, again, we have nothing official.
Oh, Elko got a raise. Did you see that?
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. It was pretty interesting. I think it's well deserved. But I was going to let Cousin Rick know our plan is to be down there for the Tennessee game. So maybe we can meet old Cousin Rick.
Oh, well, that'd be something. That'd be fun. Yeah, we need to get together. Hey, why don't we do that at some point? Schedule the road trips, like the ones we're looking at. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
What do we eat down there at College Station? Come on now.
Oh, I'm sure we'll get the tour from either Billy or Cousin Rick here. You know what?
I got to get back on the wagon, though, because you've got to train for College Station, so I'm looking for it.
All right, Rocky. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. We appreciate each and every one of you, and we'll catch you in the next one.
See you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.